New Country Minnesota 93, a Thursday with TJ in studio, joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
I know that you guys do something kind of cool. I see it in the paper once in a while here locally in Ask the Expert section. And the last question that was answered in the paper is a good one that I know we've touched on before, but maybe we should elaborate a little bit more so people have the answer to that question if they didn't see it.
Yeah, so it's a good opportunity for us to respond to some questions that we hear oftentimes when we're meeting with families and when we're getting phone calls from people looking for services. And the one we decided to talk about this month was, can someone residing at an assisted living still use home care or case management services? And I think that's a good one because a lot of times people think home care can only be in a house. Right. You know, the house that somebody's been in for 50 years. But truly, it's wherever you are at. We help people in assisted living, skilled nursing, their home of 50 years, apartments, etc. But as far as assisted living goes, we really do have some different opportunities to help out just a little bit more than maybe those services at the assisted livings are providing, which can be really great. So we can offer that one-on-one care for someone who needs a little extra attention or companionship. We can offer supervision for an individual with dementia that just needs a little extra care. We can also ensure that we're providing services for somebody that's going through end of life, and maybe their family just wants to make sure that they have somebody close by at all times in case they need to get out and take a break, in case they need to go to work, because, you know, sometimes work and life doesn't stop when those situations arise. And finally, our case management services can be valuable really to anybody, but especially somebody in assisted living or skilled nursing, because it's an opportunity to have somebody there to get you to your appointments, to be that emergency contact, to sit in if you're meeting with maybe a Bluestone doctor at a facility or something like that, and really just to help navigate through some of those challenges that come with aging. So a lot of different opportunities for home care or case management. All you have to do is contact us and find out more.
All right. So we'll get to contact info in a minute, and I think this will lead us to that, because I know with these Ask the Expert sections in the newspaper, you also post them on your website if we want to go back and read them, correct?
Yeah. So we actually have them all on our blog, and you can, you know, click into the blog, and then we have them sorted. So you can get through all the other blogs by just pushing the Ask the Expert. That's hard to say.
Yes, it is.
Push that button, and it'll take you to all of our past editions of that question and answer.
All right. And if we do want to get in touch with you, obviously we've mentioned the website before. That's a good way to do it. We can give you a call. What are those ways to get in touch?
Yeah. So the website that we're talking about is freedomhomecarellc.com. And that's a great place for all sorts of information. Otherwise, give us a call at 507-387-HOME, or that's 387-4663.
Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. We'll see you back here next week. We'll celebrate a big anniversary.
It'll be exciting.
That's cool. Thanks, Christine.
Thanks.